Dennis Kane, but also Miss Scott Lavina.
Thank you. You won't be able to see the end of that, but that's Frankenstein's laboratory. And we'll get on to why that's a good image. Diary of a Research Practitioner. 11th of July, first day at university, unsure of what to expect. I learned that research was far more complex than I imagined. Am I up for it? The 12th, my mentor emails to say she's looking forward to receiving the research proposal. Already? Yikes. I learn the deadline is tight. 13th, I think about my initial question all the time and don't seem to be able to make a viable proposal in my head. 3:30 a.m, a eureka moment. I learn my best thinking is at night. 18th, realise my epiphany moment was a week ago and I need to stay focused. And I know I can't let the service slide, so we'll need to work at weekend. August comes and goes, I've 2 weeks leave. I try to read such holiday novels as The Efficacy of Music Therapy Treatment and Music and the Mind. 18th of August, I'm struggling with the concept of how to set out my research. I post a comment on the prop message board, hoping to provoke some kind of discussion. 10th of September, revisit my research plan. I'm not happy with it. It sounds too academic. It's practitioner research and I want my target audience to read and understand it. I need to understand it. For a fleeting moment, I feel it's all too much. Plus, I've ordered the wrong MP3 players. They arrived weeks ago and when I checked them yesterday, they were microscopic. The 11th, realise I might not have the 8 pairs of participant I planned. Contact outreach nurse, she might know someone. Me handshaking. 13th, tentatively recruited 4 of the male carers at the carers group. An advantage for me as a practitioner is I have access to people through the service and my contacts. 17th, after speaking to my mentor about timelines, I realised my original grand thoughts would need to be scaled down. 11th of October or Black Thursday. After phoning my first 5 participants, realised how difficult it was to explain my research to people with dementia. One man felt he wasn't that bad and thought the washout period meant he couldn't listen to music at all. Wasn't my information sheet clear? Another 2 participants were not sure either, although one carer would bring his wife along and his daughter to clarify things. The next 2 calls were positive. I realised the complexities of undertaking research with people with dementia. My research is participative, so sometimes it's vague. They'll be involved in some of the design, so it's nebulous. Yet as a practitioner, I know that vagaries don't work with people with dementia. As a practitioner, if I'm providing a service to people with limited insight, I can rephrase how I offer the service, introduce staff so people can experience what home support is. As a researcher, I can't coerce or persuade people to participate. 14th, print off lots of photos to provoke discussion at my discussion groups. Hubby learns yet again that I cannot have conversations and do research. 15th, today was a good day. Visiting participants and ended up with 6 completed consent forms. Although I was invited into their homes as a researcher, there appears to be no way to separate that connection they feel with me as a practitioner. As I sit drinking coffee and finishing my muffin, I remark that as a researcher I wouldn't take up their time now we'd finished. The carer says they wouldn't have participated if it wasn't me. They trusted me to do something with the research. So maybe practitioners make research more accessible. I spend the evening copying 35 CDs onto my laptop. 19th of October, recruit 2 more couples, so now have 5. Have moved on emotionally since Black Thursday and accepted I have to alter my plan to suit. I'm looking for a photo of a whiskey still to go along with my presentation. Far too simplistic. Instead, I find this one. It's a perfect representation of my experience of research. You start with a nub of an idea to research and evidence practice. From then on, it's a process of distillation, refocusing, exploration and changing plans till you have something manageable. But whatever you hope and imagine might happen, it grows arms and legs and takes over your life. And if I was totally honest, at weekends, I turn into a bit of a Frankenstein.